What is up, everyone? It is me. It's Lucas. We're back with another episode of MGM Marketabilities Podcast. And I'm happy to be here with you in the new studio. Happy to be doing another podcast and very excited to show you guys soon. We're still working on it. Got some little changes here to go that we need to work on. But otherwise, it's coming together. We had our first shoot in here the other day and it went super well. Actually at this podcast studio. So just super awesome. So today, as the title says, we're going to go back to basic marketing. What is marketing? You know, like what really is it? Because I think it gets convoluted. There's so many people telling you so many things. And don't get me wrong, a lot of it's good. A lot of it is valuable. A lot of it can help you and your business and the people that you serve. But ultimately, it gets overwhelming. You know what I mean? So it's like, well, like, what if I just want to like start marketing? Or, you know, I've gotten all these things in my head and now I don't know what to do first or what's even right. So in this podcast, we're just going to talk about the five main things you need to be worried about when it comes to marketing and really just what marketing is as a whole. So basically is it's just revealing to people what you do and how you can help them. That is like the epitome of marketing, is just showing people what you can do and how you can help them. Like that's pretty much it. I could turn this podcast off right now if I wanted to, but I mean, we're going to dive a little bit deeper. Okay. So here are the five key elements to marketing. I mean, really, if you did these five things and you did them well, you'd be fine. Like you would probably get business, which is what you want. So first one is branding. So you need to just make sure that people kind of understand who you are almost through your branding, understand what you do, you know, have a simple name that correlates with what you do, have this or that, you know what I mean? Like just stay simple and don't go extraordinarily crazy with this. It just needs to stay simple and people kind of need to understand who you are and what you do through your branding. And that could be through your color choices or through the logo that you choose or the name that you choose. You know, just keep it simple because people don't want to be overwhelmed by just your branding alone. You know what I mean? Okay. Number two is your online presence. So this is so important. You just have to have a website nowadays. And in all honesty, if people can order your services or request your services or your product or whatever online, they're going to love that because that's how a lot of people get their stuff now or how they get things done. Is through websites and digital platforms and everything. Like you just need to be where the people are, and people are online, right? Okay. So number three is networking. So you need to connect to people in your industry. And this is more so just to have some validation. So, you know, people need to see you as a person that they can go to for your industry. So like for me, like I love to connect with other audio engineers and I don't really see them as competition and you really shouldn't either because they're not you and you're not them. So, but networking is so key because there are so many times there have been times for me that there has been an audio engineer that's like, hey, I can't take this gig, but you'd be perfect for it. Can you take it? And that's awesome because then we're actually helping out our industry. And that wouldn't have happened if I wouldn't have created a relationship and started networking with that person in the first place. So, and then number four is what we talk about all the time is content creation. You need to be putting out content and you don't need to like overdo it. You know, you don't need to be posting two or three times a day or whatever people are telling you. I actually started my own YouTube channel. I post once a week on the other channel. That's it. That's it. I posted like some shorts and stuff, but like I kind of forget to do that. And it is so much better to do it that way. Rob, so we have an open studio now, a big open studio. And so Rob just walked in. And so that's why I had to cut. Anyways, so content creation. It is so important. Basically, just continuous and really consistent content is what matters most, is because people are going to start expecting things from you, whether they know it or not. You know, they want something consistently out from you, whether it is a tip on how to help drain your kitchen sink, or if it's like me, I'm putting tutorials for audio production. Like, people are waiting for me to post every week. And I've been very adamant about my videos that they post on a certain day at a certain time, so people know when to expect it. And that kind of puts me on the ringer to like get it done because people are waiting. So, just produce some sort of content, whether it's short form content, photos, or long form content on YouTube, whatever you think is going to suit your business and whatever you can handle. And here's the best thing. If your business is doing well, but you want to do better and you don't want to worry about content creation, hire someone like Growing Media. Because here's the thing is that we can come in, we can take up maybe 1 or 2 days of your time and have content for months so that you don't even have to worry about it. It's like on autopilot. So if that's something you're interested in, please go to our website, growingmediamarketing.com, and reach out to us. We would love to help you. Okay, the last one is advertising and promotion. So, you know, and this kind of goes like along with the content creation and the online presence, because, you know, all those are organic, you know, but you need to start considering some paid promotion. And what paid promotion is going to do is you can literally target the exact people you want to serve. So you can target people that are making this sort of income, that are this sort of gender, that are, you know, live in these towns or whatever. You can target these people with paid promotions. Now, of course, you have to have money up front to do that. But the return on it is usually great once you get the logistics locked in of who you want to serve and everything. But, you know, doing paid promotion is so easy and simple, and it can totally blow up your business a lot quicker than organic content. So, but that's, in my opinion, I would start making sure your online presence is decent just with organic content, you know, with the content creation that you've been creating. Do that first. And then once you kind of get rolling on that and consistent on that, then you can start doing some paid promotions and diving into that, and your business will just go bonkers. As long as you're, you know, have a good offer and what you're doing is good, you know. But ultimately, you know, marketing is just about positioning yourself in front of the people that you can serve really, really well and that want what you have. That's it. That's marketing in a nutshell. Is just putting yourself in front of people that need or want your service. And that's it. So whenever you're thinking about your marketing, you have to take yourself out of the equation, because ultimately it's not about you. Right? It's about the people that you're serving. So you have to sit down and think, what would someone who would want to buy my product or service, how are they thinking? What do they need? How would they want to be talked to? You have to think about all that, because if you start thinking about yourself, you're gonna feel salesy or whatever. But if you think about how you need to serve people, how people need to be served, it's a whole different concept change, because then you can actually sit down and make something for someone rather than making something just to make money. And then the money will actually come better and more because you're making something for someone, for what they actually want and need. And that sells so much better whenever people get what they want and need. I mean, it's often forgotten because, again, there's all these little marketing tactics and all these little things, but ultimately, figure out what your ideal customer is and what they need and make that for them and provide that for them. That's it. Simple. All right, guys. Thank you for checking out the podcast. Don't forget to follow us at Market Abilities Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and on YouTube. We're under Growing Media. And head to growingmediamarketing.com if you guys need any help at all, or if you guys would like to be a guest on our podcast, we'd love to have you. And we will see you next week.